Before we begin this episode, we acknowledge that the First Nations people of Australia are and always will be the traditional custodians. We pay respect to all those who have come before us and lead us now, and acknowledge that together we must learn from the past to continue to move forward and reconcile.
This is Tegan.
And this is Kate.
And welcome to
Hard Rock Crochet.
Hello.
Welcome back.
We're back to just a general episode. Woo! Thank goodness.
Yes. Sorry we've been away.
It's been a while.
Yeah. We have, because I think the last week of last month, because we don't do that week anymore, we do a Patreon exclusive episode, and then we do our Friday night live. And then I was away for a week, and then Kate has been unwell. So we're back, though, and we're ready to get back into it, and we have lots to talk about until the end of the year.
Well, we have so much spookiness happening in this episode. Woo! It is the month for spookiness. We're reviewing some craft items.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about that moment where you spot a handcrafted item on TV.
I have quite a few to show off. I really do.
And then just like, you need to know what's been going on in our lives, because it's been a minute since we've given you all an update.
It's a roller coaster.
That's why you really listen to these episodes of this podcast, right? Is to hear about the mundaneness of our everyday lives.
Absolutely. I think we're interesting. Oh, my Lord.
I'm going to be muting a lot in this episode while I cough my lungs out.
Don't stress if you miss it. I'll mute it.
Well, let's get Best into I can. It.
Awesome. Let's get crafty. I haven't said that for a while, have we?
I know. Let's get crafty.
Jesus, titty fucking Christ.
Well, Tegan.
I know. We need to talk about this.
If you follow along on our Instagram, you would have seen that this amazing brand, Lumos, has sent us some knitting lights to review. And they've actually given us a discount code, which we'll get to in a minute. But they have sponsored this episode today.
Yes.
So let me just do a little quick background and explain to you who are these people and what is this amazing thing that we have around our neck.
Fire away. I want to hear all about it.
So Lumos is a brand of knitting and crochet products designed specifically for people who are addicted to knitting or crochet.
That'll be us. Yes.
That would be us. The Lumos Knitting Light is an ideal solution for crafters who want to use their favorite hand knitting craft but would like some extra light so they can see their stitches even better in the low light. Right now, we all know that problem.
Yes.
When we sit down and your partner or whatever, your kids are watching TV or they're doing something and they all want to have the freaking lights off it.
Yeah,
and you're working with black yarn or
oh my god, like don't even start me with dark yarn, honestly.
I'm gonna send you something. You need to insert this picture of me trying to one time knit.
Yes,
I have a camping light, as you can see now. I'm hoping somewhere on the screen here
in the middle,
wedged between my chin and my chest. It doesn't work.
No,
it doesn't work.
No,
so it's a soft, lightweight headlamps specifically designed for preventing eye strain and migraines experienced by crafters. It will provide you with the light you need while not disturbing others around you. It is easy to carry around, making it the ideal lamp for travel and use outdoors. I agree with all those things.
Should Kay, you know what we should do?
What?
We should go at night outside and do a walk around our block with this, making or knitting. Could we do that? Yes. Let's do that. I think we should
do that.
This is a great test.
So, as you can see, like it's, I suppose it's made out of plastic, right? But I'm not too sure what you would call this bit, because it's super soft.
It is really smooth, yes.
And you can see how, so it's very smooth. But
I can't believe how easy it is to maneuver.
It holds its shape really well.
Yeah.
I kept the box because I really liked the box that it came in.
Oh, my God.
So it's just this little box, right?
My husband, I forgot about this. He came in, he found it, and he comes in like this, and he's like, "Is this how I'm supposed to wear it?" I'm like, no, I forgot about that anyway. So, sorry.
I kept this because I'm a bit of a Harry Potter buff, right? Right. And so on the side here, it says Lumos, noun, a spell to create light, also known as the one light, one lighting charm, right?
And then on the front. No, this bit here, that quote.
Oh, this bit.
I love happiness, that quote.
So wait, as you open it up, happiness can be found even in the darkest of times if only one remembers to turn on the light. Albus Dumbledore.
Thank you, Dumbledore.
So what it comes with is a little instruction on how to use it, which mm-hmm. is pretty simple. It's got some tips and tricks and a USB charger, which, mm-hmm. as you can see, I haven't charged this yet.
Yes.
So I haven't charged this, and it came charged in the box, and I've used this.
I did a full charge, so I did use it. And then I'm like, oh, I'll do a full charge before my holiday. And there's like a little light right next to the button, right yep. next to the insert there. And it goes red when it needs charging, and it will turn green when it's charged. And it's just simple. So you can just plug it in, walk away and come back. And I reckon it took maybe less than an hour because it wasn't really like flat. So
it has two light settings, or three light settings, three, sorry. Yep. So at the moment, you probably can't see it too well, but there's actually two different light colours
on.
I'm
going to try and do it. So we got, so it goes yellow, yep.
Yellow, white.
And then bright. Like a, so there's like warm, there's like a warm white, yep. warm yellow, and then a nice bright. And I like the third setting, to be honest. And if you hold yeah. it, hold the button down, it changes the setting of the brightness.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Read the tips and tricks.
I don't know. I need to read. I was just too excited.
So I think it goes on the lowest setting anyway. So it'll flash when it's at the end of its setting. But if you hold that button down, it goes brighter or dimmer.
That's pretty cool. Now, we were just talking about this too. So my favorite way to use this, like so... Yeah. As you could probably see,
don't turn yourself.
Oh God. People like you would probably just let it rest on your neck, right? I yes. actually found that it's easier to push it halfway down your back, wedge it up against the couch, and then you can sit it up and it kind of sits up like this.
Yes.
And then yes. I find it easier to kind of manipulate.
Because at the moment mine sits on my boobs, which is not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing. So you see how it just kind of like points in the direction of we are looking at my breasts and I don't care. But we're going down the slope. But it's like enough to just focus on what you're working on in front of you. And for me, this is a bloody godsend because we have a black theatre. Some people have probably seen my theatre on the Instagram. And we've gone yep. like this dark, really dark grey, almost black colour paint all throughout. And when we watch shows and stuff, we've got this couch and the middle part opens up and there's two lights here. If I turn one of those lights on, it reflects on the TV and all I hear from my husband is, do you need the light on? It's really annoying me because all I can focus on is your fucking light.
Yep.
So for the first time last night, I used this with my husband next to me and I turned that light off and it was just silence. Katie didn't ask me to turn off anything. It was great.
Yep.
And I could see my project clearly. I could watch this, you know, whatever show we're watching in complete darkness and well, kind of in complete darkness. It was just, oh my God. Where has this been? Honestly.
I know. I actually have to hide this from Little Fox because she likes to use it as a she has this little play medical kit. And she actually puts it in there, and then she and because I've had COVID this past week, and I'll talk about that later. Mm-hmm. She's had a lot of fun coming up and going, "Open your mouth, mummy,"
and that's open so her cute. Mouth,
and she goes, "Yes, you're very sick. You need to brush your teeth.
Oh, you need to brush your teeth. Apple a day, Kate. Apple a day."
So look, I highly recommend. So they have generously,
generously
has given us a discount code to our wonderful listeners. You use Hard Rock Crochet 25 for 25% off your order.
Ooh, that's a huge discount.
I'm actually going to be ordering another two because as soon as my grandmother and my mother-in-law saw this, they were like, I want one. So Christmas done. I almost gave this to my mother-in-law to take with her on her latest camping travels, but I was like, I actually need it. So I'll get you one.
So, like, no, you may not steal.
No, you may not steal. So let us know if you get one.
Yes.
Tell us, what do you think?
I definitely recommend. This is much, so like, you know when sometimes you try something and you think, oh, you know, it looks great in the photos, but I don't know about the quality about when I hold it. The quality of this is astounding. Like, this is absolutely worth every single penny. And you need us to tell you about it to go try it.
And even though they have sent us these lights, that, like, legitimately does not change my opinion. And I'm sure it doesn't change your opinion either, because I am blown away. I literally am blown away for something that I thought would be, you know, like, I think it would work, probably use it every so often, but I thought it was going to be really fiddly.
Yeah, like, I'm carrying this with me in my bag now. Like, this lives on my couch, and if I go anywhere, it's coming with me. Like, I took it on holiday, for God's sake.
I actually think you could take this dog walking at night.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So this instead of wearing those, you know, the ones that are on your head, I think this would be more comfortable. I actually should try that. I should take my dogs for a walk and try that.
Yes. But I like this plan. So Lumos, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. We are stans, we are fans.
We are fans, and we will scream to the rooftops about it.
We will. Now, talking about darkness and things that glow in the dark.
We must hear.
Did I mention this in the last episode?
I think you were talking about getting it on the podcast. But now you have it.
I have it.
You have the glow-in-the-dark yarn.
I have all four colours.
Oh, my gosh. So what colours have you got?
Okay, so we've got white.
Yep.
It says there's no colour numbers. There's this white.
I love that there's no colour numbers. Like, this is just what you get.
Yeah, there's this, like, mint.
Yep.
Then there's, like, this darker mint.
It almost looks like fluoro green to me.
Yeah, and then a yellow.
Nice.
Although it looks green, it looks green.
And so, the question we're all asking, okay, does it glow?
It does. Insert another piece of footage somewhere.
You know, I think from memory, so our cameras flip when this comes recorded, so I need to go this way.
I need to go that way, do I?
Yeah, because there's a few times I've gone, I'm sure I've pointed to them.
So I saw this on Wish, and I knew this was going to be a gamble.
It would have been.
It is Wish, right?
Yep.
And the title, and I'm not going to go back and try and find it, but the title says, Glow in the Dark Chunky Yarn.
Chunky.
Chunky.
Is it chunky?
It's fucking not chunky. I would dare say DK, maybe. It ain't chunky, but that's okay. I didn't have high expectations for this.
We need to have, like, as crafters, we need to have, like, a translation sheet or website where you can just type and go, I am buying this from Wish from a company in China. What does chunky mean? And it should just come up saying DK.
Right? So I bought it thinking, I'm going to make some Halloween pumpkins. Because how cool would that be?
Yeah, glow-in-the-dark Halloween
pumpkins. Glow-in-the-dark, right? And so when I first got this, I was like, well, fuck, I'm not going to be able to make this in my knitting machine because it's like a cotton. It feels like cotton. But it's not. It's got to be an acrylic of some. It doesn't actually say on here anywhere other than it being 50 grams. And then it's glow-in-the-dark knitting. It doesn't tell me anything else.
I found it on a shop local to me. I just can't think what it was called. Yarn Magic?
Anyway.
Yarn Magic. Here we go. Yarn Magic.
I put it in the knitting machine, and I did take a bit of a recording of it. And it works in the knitting machine, so it can't be cotton. For anyone who knows about these things here, cotton just doesn't work in them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But it has the same kind of like stitch definition.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Can you
so
see that?
So this other website, yeah, because it's not even. No way is that even. So this website where it's local to me that I found the same yarn and I told you about it in another episode with their Patreon, it says that it's 100% polyester.
Right. Okay. That would make sense.
Yeah. So it doesn't have that, it doesn't have a spring to it.
So I don't know. Here's my hand. Like this is the size comparison.
Yeah. It's only 50 right? grams. Yeah.
So if you're thinking about making some really awesome project with this, you'd need a buck ton of these, and they're expensive. Like you know, shipping at on Wish, you know, you have to sell a freaking kidney to do that. Shouldn't say that, but you, it's
please don't go onto the black market. That's please all we're trying to say. Yeah,
it's not worth selling a kidney to get this, but it is pretty cool. It does glow in the dark. I do find though that some of the colors are more. Like the white really glows in the dark, like
it, yeah, because there's nothing
some
else.
Some of the other colors don't, as much. So, yeah, look, it took about 3 weeks for it to get here.
Yeah,
it's funny. That's not too bad. It's a good novelty. Mm. I'll make them into some pumpkins and I'll see what they turn out with. But I was like, I think it would be a win. Like it was a good gamble.
Yes.
I think for Wish, it was a good gamble.
Mm. So
that's my review.
Could you like also, I reckon you could make like a blanket with that and then just every row or so add a line of like glow in the dark yarn.
Well, this.
Like a chevron. Could you imagine that with a, oh, oh my God, Kate, I have an idea. Okay. Could you imagine you make a sweater? Or a jumper or some sort of thing that you wear and you make an outline of a ghost.
Ooh.
In the glow-in-the-dark yarn. And then, that's like, cool. I'm like, I want to try this.
It would be expensive to make a blanket, though, because this this was, I think, 35 rows on my big Addy there.
Yeah.
And that's a whole ball.
And that's 49, hang on.
35
rounds. And how many pegs are on that?
Why is
my thing not working? Oh, my keyboard stopped working. Sure. 35 times.
46.
1,610 stitches.
Pardon?
1,610 stitches.
And that's a whole, that's 50 grams.
Mm.
Enough to make maybe a very small beanie, very see-through small beanie.
It's not the best tension, is it?
No. So it's yeah, probably all right to crochet with or knit with.
Mm.
In the knitting machine, though, it's a bit of a flop.
Yeah.
Because I would have liked to have double-lined that.
Yes.
But.
I think adding an accent, like using that within a project to make an accent or something would be the way to go, I reckon.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Hmm.
So, yeah, that was my little Wish discovery.
How many, out of like 5 stars, how many stars would you give that? Or 5 hard rock crochet guitars?
I'd give it a 3
mm-hmm.
because what I intended to use it for, it probably like, in the knitting machine, it probably won't work as well. However, if I was going to crochet a pumpkin, like, that would work completely fine.
Yeah.
5 out of 5. Like, so it's just depending. You just got to know what you're buying, I suppose. So if you have been looking at these, like, this is what they look like.
The little bitty thing.
So just readjust your expectations, I suppose, and then you won't be disappointed.
This is very true.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
Yeah. What did you spot on TV, Tegan?
Tell us about this. So there's been a few things lately. I'm just going to see if I can find my little screenshots and I'll try and insert here. what I've been finding. So as you know, I was watching James Bond. James May is not James Bond. Get down, you. And James May went to Tokyo, and he went to a festival that promoted fertility.
Fertility, okay.
Fertility. I'm going to go with the word fertility, and then I'm going to show you the photo, and then you're going to understand what I mean. Give me a moment to find it, because I can't remember when I took the screenshot, and when I went to go look for it, it wasn't there. Here it is. Okay, so this is a festival. What's on her head?
Which one? Oh, my God.
That was just one thing. So she crocheted a hat and then crocheted a penis onto it. And then, not focusing.
I can see the balls.
Yeah. I'm going to have to, insert, I'm going to favorite this now and I'm going to insert it. So that was one thing that I saw. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. This is the normal. So this is a very big popular festival in Japan, which I found quite interesting. So that was one thing that I noticed and clocked, and I'm like, I've got to take a photo and I've got to show you guys. And there was one other one. It was later.
I actually had a request, funny enough, for someone to make a penis and balls.
I found the other one. So then I watched his next season, which was James May in Italy, and he was trying to get a famous football player, like soccer, to make him a cup of tea, and then told him his tea was rubbish. But on the counter, and I think they put it on too, there was a knitted kettle cozy. Oh, fucking come on, phone. I will put it up here in the game. But yeah, I was like, more knitted things, more handmade things. So there's just some of the things I've spotted recently on the Netflix. Well, that was actually Prime, but anyway. I think there's one more. I'm just trying to find it.
There you go.
Can you cut it out?
I must say, when I do see knitted things or your handmade...
stupid phone. Oh, there we go. If I get it this close. All right, there if I do it that go. Close, yep. I'll get it. So that got was it. In Italy as well.
I do have those moments, or like when you see people in the crowds at events.
Yep. And you're just like, I see you. See you. Oh, and also, if you have Disney Plus, there's this little short film called Pearl. And it's about a little yarn ball that works in an office full of men and how she's different. It's actually really sweet. So if you have got Disney Plus, go and check out Pearl. She's it's just a short, I think it goes for like maybe 4 minutes or something, but it's definitely worth a watch.
Oh, I do need to watch that. Well, there you go.
And I think that's all for now. But if you have spotted a knitted or crafted item on the TV, share it with us on our Facebook group. And Craft in the Wild? #CraftInTheWild?
Yeah.
Should we do that maybe?
Yeah, I like that.
Well, something with TV, because it's TV. Can you stop it? What's wrong with you today? Cut it out. He's going to the vet tomorrow. I had enough of him. He's going to the vet because, please get your claw out of this. Thank you. He eats everything. We came home after our 4 days of holiday, and we gave him an entire sachet of food, and he lapped it up and then continued to yell at us, even though there was food in the bowls, like the dry food. And then as soon as Jensen got up to leave to go to the toilet or whatever, or during his dinner, he gets up on the table and puts his face into his dinner bowl and starts lapping up whatever's there. So his ravenous eating is very concerning. And we think you might have a thyroid problem. So I rang the vet and I said, can we maybe get some bloods done? And she goes, not a problem. Come in on Thursday. So we shall sort you out, mister, because I'm a little bit sick here. I love you to death, but the constant yelling at me for food is really getting old.
Oh, dear.
Yes. So Mr. Fitz, grumpy old man.
I can't believe that I have made it 2.5 years into this pandemic and only gotten COVID for the first time.
That's pretty impressive. But I think as well, like, you need to get down. This is me telling you to get, come on, get down, get down, get down. Thank you. Queensland have been very good with their, you know, COVID stuff. Mm-hmm. Whereas, like, here in Melbourne, we've been recycling it with everybody. WA was like, no, we're our own little city, no one bother us. So I think, like, the way that you handle it, this is why it's taken so long for you to catch it.
And I am the only one in my household who has had it. So my kids.
Oh my God, how lucky.
And my husband did not get it at all.
Oh my gosh.
Which is just by some miracle. I do not know how that happened. But I literally, like, you open the textbook and you read the standard definition of COVID. I have mm-hmm. had all of those symptoms.
It's like, horrible.
And I only lost my taste and my smell yesterday. So today's day 5, I think. Yep. Day 6. But yesterday I lost my taste and smell. I literally, I woke up. It took 5 days after I was exposed. So my brother had it. And it took 5 days for me to develop symptoms. I logged on to work and I was like, oh, I tested positive. I have a bit of a sniffle. 2 hours later, I was.
It's like, no, that sniffle is something else.
I broke out in sweats and I called my manager and I was like, I am so sorry. I have to go lie down, and slept all weekend. I was had body chills, full head to toe body aches, the migraine worthy headaches. And then like my nose didn't start running until sort of day three or day four.
Yeah. And it's non-stop. It's just dripping. You can't just sniff it up.
It's not really like that. It's not even like that. And then there's like chesty, like pneumonia kind of cough.
Yeah.
It's bizarre. And then I've been the last 2 days and even today I've been really lightheaded. So I don't know if that's like an after effect of the headache. Anyway.
Maybe. Yeah. Still Holy take molly. It easy, my love.
And I've been, I'm through triple vax. I haven't been able to get the fourth vax yet because I've just, you know, as we all have this winter, we've been, you know, sick. Mm. So that's 3 vax. I don't know how people do it without being vaccinated because holy moly, that was full on.
I read somewhere and I didn't read. I found a TikTok and I'm just like, is this true? And then I went and looked it up and I'm like, holy fucking shit. This explains a lot.
Do tell.
COVID vaccines have been changing women's period cycles.
What?
Yeah. So apparently after getting the, first vaccine, 30% of women, I don't know who was taking this test, but 30% of that group of women were complaining that their periods were becoming late or very early or very erratic, like just not normal. I started experiencing this after my COVID vaccines last year.
Wow.
To the point of I have been missing periods. My periods have been swapping when I'm supposed to be ovulating. So I'll be going 6 weeks before I get my period, or I might go 2 weeks before I get my period.
Wow.
And everything. And I'm reading into it going, surely this is just, you know, one of those stupid things that, you know, like a myth, you know, when someone goes, oh, you're going to hurt your children doing this or blah, blah, blah. But no, it's like scientifically has been proven now that the COVID vaccine manipulates your period cycles.
Well, there you go.
So if you're feeling a little bit like something's changed, most likely has. And well, even if it's just a day or two, that's still changed. Yeah.
I don't know if this is scientific fact, but and I'm sure my friend wouldn't mind me telling this story. So apparently, and I have to look it up, so don't like hold into this. When you have COVID as a woman, it can actually hide pregnancies. So this actually happened to my friend.
Oh,
she got COVID and didn't realize she was pregnant.
Oh my God.
So she like, as in it, like it kind of like annihilated any contraceptive they were using. So she fell pregnant when she had COVID accidentally. And apparently in the UK, she was saying, because her partner is from the UK. It was quite common over there in the middle of the pandemic that people were catching COVID or women were catching COVID and then falling pregnant because it was like masking the
symptoms.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
Yeah. I don't know how true that is, but it happened to her.
I wonder if it ties in with the period thing a little bit, because, you know, we are manipulating our body at the end of the day. Doesn't matter if you're female or male, we are manipulating our body at the end of the day every time we take medication.
And I say too, losing my sense of smell and taste, right?
Mm-hmm.
And with my two pregnancies, you've probably heard me talk about how I had hyperemesis. Mm-hmm,
yeah.
So like fucking sick, like really, really bad sick, in hospital sick. A lot of that morning sickness was actually triggered by smell. So if you think about it, like if you're pregnant and you know you're pregnant and you were having morning sickness, and you like for me, my sense of smell was really heightened, heightened when I was pregnant.
I think we should be on the investigative board for COVID. I think we've got all the answers.
All the answers. I think we do. I need to go get a glass of water. So
yeah,
go.
Yep.
Mmm, the taste of nothing.
Meow meow. Oh, the taste of nothing.
It is actually the weirdest thing, I must say. Like, eating and feeling the textures, it's like my tongue is numb, but I can feel everything. I just can't. It's weird.
It's weird. It is very weird.
What else has been going on in your life? Not that everyone wants to hear about COVID, because I'm sure we're all over COVID.
We're done.
We're done with COVID.
Well, I went on a family holiday for the first time. This is the first family holiday that we've done. My son is 5, so we're like, oh, let's go somewhere kind of close by that we can kind of drive to and just go for a few days and see how he goes. Yeah. We did kind of discover that we're exploring people. We like to find walking tracks and go and explore and check out the birds and the animals and plants and stuff. So that's kind of like our thing now. So I'm like, cool, not a problem. So we got an Airbnb over in, if you're in Victoria, we stayed in a place called Sarsfield, which is in between Bairnsdale and the Bakken Caves. So we went to the Bakken Caves. We didn't go in. Matt went in and took video for us. So it was like we went in. I had a panic attack on the entrance. So I kind of knew that I was going to be iffy. So I kind of like, it was weird because at the top, so we went into the fairy cave, which is the smaller cave in terms of its length.
Yep.
And we're at the top and the guy's telling us what not to do. He's like, don't touch anything because you leave oils and then it damages the ecosystem. Cool, not a problem.
Fair enough.
And he goes, now who's brave enough to go in first? So who puts his little hand up?
Oh.
My little 5-year-old Jensen. His hand goes up. Everyone's like, oh, and I'm like, great. Very much so. He waltzes to the door. We're like, okay, cool. Like, he's got this. Like, cool. I was a bit worried that he wouldn't want to. So Matt went down first and then Jensen started to follow and I was kind of behind him. And he got to the door. So this is the door and then that's the cave. And it was like really like steep and it was like stairs and it just went like this, down, 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 zigzag. And he got down a couple of stairs through the door and then he kind of stopped and I could see he was panicking.
Mm.
And he goes, this is really scary. And I'm like, it's okay to be scared. Like, don't, like, everyone here is a little bit nervous going in. Like, don't worry about it, mate. It's okay. Said, I'm scared too. Like, I'm going to give it a go though. And as I'm standing there waiting for Jensen to make a decision, my heart starts pounding.
Oh, no.
And I know that I'm having a panic attack. But I didn't say anything because I wanted Jensen to make his own decision. And he goes, no, I don't want to go down. And I said, that's okay. And he goes, can I go back up? And I said, yeah, I'll come up with you. And I said to Matt, I'm having a panic attack, so I'm going to go up with you. And he goes, gotcha. So we went to the back of the group and everyone had kind of gone in. I said, did you want to try one more time at the back? Like, we'll follow everyone in. And he kind of got to the door again. He's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, okay, cool. We'll stay up here. Anyway, I forgot to ask Matt for the keys for the car.
Oh, no.
We're at the top with this lady. No keys. It's freezing. We're just like, we didn't think this through.
Oh, no.
Because we thought we would have gone in. So, and then Matt said anyway, like, he goes, took some photos and videos, and he goes, you would have hated it because I get quite claustrophobic. Like, I hate elevators. I have panic attacks in elevators. I'd rather take the stairs and ruin my knees than stand in an elevator. So he goes, no, you would have hated it. So I think we'll try again with Jensen when he's a little older, so maybe when he's, like, 7 or 8. But, like, for him to put his hand up and go, I want to go in first, You're such a brave little man. I love him so much.
You do need to tell us, though, about the spooky encounter. Yes.
So it wasn't at the cave. No, but we stayed at an Airbnb.
Yep.
So this area that was, I'll just give you a little bit of a background. So the area that we're in, bushfires had gone through it a couple of years prior. So the owner had built a brand new two-bedroom home on it. So I'm assuming he lived in it, and he was like staying in the granny flat when it was being rented out to Airbnbers. So this is our first time doing Airbnb. We're like, as a family, like, cool, this is great. Let's go. So we stayed there for 3 nights. Yep, stayed there for 3 nights. On the third day, woke up. I went into, so there was like a little kid's room. It was like a bunk bed. Jensen was like, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. Like, yeah, I've never been in a bunk before. I walk in and I do this every morning. I go in and I give him a cuddle. I say good morning, and then I get him up, and then we get him dressed and we go have brekkie. And he goes, oh, Mum, that calendar, there's a calendar on the wall. That calendar has the wrong month on it. Yes, what? You can't read, but yes, that's correct. It says September and we're in October. That's the lady's birthday month. What? That's the lady's birthday month. What lady? There's a picture of her above the TV. What do you mean? Picture of her above the TV.
Right
on. Okay, sure. And I remember there's pictures above, there's four pictures above the TV. So there's one of a little girl, one of a couple, and then one of, like, you know, the two parents in little ovals next to each other, hanging off the side of the shelf. And I said, oh, okay, like, just trying to brush it off, but at the same time freaking out in the back of my mind. Well, did you know your birthday's in September too? And he's like, oh, okay, how about we change the calendar to the right month? And he's like, not a problem. And he runs out into the land room and I change the calendar.
Yeah, yeah.
I come back out and he goes, that's the lady, points to the picture on the fucking shelf. And I go, oh, so that's the lady with her birthday month in September. And he goes, yeah, her name's Adelie. Okay, we're done. We're done.
Did you ask him how he knew any of this?
No. I tried to ask Jensen this before. So for everyone else at home, it's just him. I don't have any other kids. He is my only child, and he will be my only child because I love him to death and I don't intend on bringing any more kids into this world. Yep. And he's very independent. Like, he knows when to play. He knows when to clean up. He does a lot of things himself, and he's very grown up for a five-year-old. Like, I swear, sometimes you look at him and you go, are you eight? Like, how old are you actually? I even had the hairdresser ask me the other day when I took him for a haircut when we got back, oh, what grade are you in? He's in kindergarten.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry. But he just speaks so well. And I think it's because he literally has conversations with himself. If you catch my drift. He has full-on conversations some nights, and he's telling someone, well, you know, my mum does this. And, you know, if we did this, then maybe this would work. And he's just...
Oh, my God, it's got chills.
Yeah. Like, I think the veil is thin with him right now. That's all I'm going to say. I'm very open to it. As long as he's not scared, I don't care. Like, I'm happy for him to have conversations with other people. Like, whatever, you do you. So when I've asked him before, who are you talking to? I'm not talking to Mum. I know that, but, like, you're whispering. So what are you, like, do you need to talk to me? Or are you talking to someone else? Like, can you explain? He goes, no, no. And he'll never tell me. He'll never tell me what it is. I don't think he knows how to explain it.
Wow. Well.
So.
Watch out, Mr. Yep. Tyler Henry.
I know. We might have a little but yeah, that Adelie from the Airbnb.
Is she actually a person? Did you, like, I want to know. Can you, like, find out?
I know. A lot of people, because I've told the story a couple of times, and even my mum, like, this morning was like, have you contacted the guy? Like, he might want to know. And I'm like, I know, but, like, am I going to upset him? Because that's the last thing I want to do. He's on his own. He doesn't have other family around him. He has these pictures up on his, you know, on his wall, and he's got his two-year-old dog that's his companion, and he's, like, retired. And the last thing I want to do is go, I think your mum or you maybe your grandma was talking to my son during the week. How do I bring that up, you know? So I don't know. I don't know how to approach it. I kind of want to approach it to get validation.
Yeah.
From him to say, yes, that, you know, my mum or my grandma does have a birthday in September and her name's something similar to Adelie, and I would just be, you know, blown away. But at the same time, I don't want to upset him. And go, hi, remember when we stayed with you last week? So I don't know how to do that.
I can't do any spooky, like, I just can't.
I'm okay with it. I don't like the idea of it being scary, and I think that's a fear thing that you have to let go to be able to really take it on. I was saying my sister-in-law had a really bad breakup the other week.
Yeah.
And she came over and she stayed the night at our house, and she was like very upset. She explained everything and obviously, you know, distraught. They've been together 10 years. The next morning, I'm sitting across from her at the breakfast table, and I felt her grandmother, so Matt's and her grandmother who passed away a couple of years in from Matt and I dating, and she was standing behind her with her hand on her shoulder, and I knew it. And it sounds weird, but I felt that. And I didn't say anything to her because I didn't want to upset her, and I didn't want to, cause whatever. But then a couple of weeks later, she came back to have another sleepover, and I said, did you know your grandma was with you when you broke up with Rob? And she's like, what? And I'm like, she was there for you. She was trying to support you. I'm like, I'm sorry, but she was there. It was undeniably her.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know how I do that, but it's just, I get the feeling. I never say anything. I never hear anything. I just feel.
Yeah, wow. That's really cool. I love hearing stuff like that.
Yeah.
There's definitely something else going on.
Yeah, out there. I believe this, absolutely.
Yep.
So if you think I should maybe contact the Airbnb host to validate this, let me know. Or do you think I should leave it? Let me know. I'll pop a question in the Facebook group.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, yeah. So we had a fun time anyway on our holiday, and it was only 4 days, but it was enough. Like, we had a good time. We didn't get at each other's throats too often, and we just, yeah, I think we had fun exploring what us as a family is like away.
That's cool.
Because we've been stuck in a house for like so long.
Yeah, it is a lot of fun. Family, especially when you do your first one. I remember when Nathan and I took Little Fox, and that was our first little family holiday, and we went to SeaWorld Nara Resort.
Ooh, yeah, nice.
That was so much fun.
That would have been lots of fun.
She would have been 18 months old, I think.
Yeah.
Oh my god, she freaking had a ball.
Yeah, nice.
So much fun.
Oh, I forgot. I went to a yarn shop.
Oh my god, you did.
We can't forget this. Hang on 2 seconds. What did I get, and where is it? Got it,
Bear with.
Okay, so I found a little shop in Lake's Entrance called Stitch and Things. And when I was in there, they were actually doing a knitting class. And I was like, oh my god, this is so great. So I just went through a walkthrough. They had, like, you know, all the standard stock stuff. But it was, like, really well laid out, and they had a lot of variety. So I ended up picking up, because I love this yarn, Malabrigo Rios.
Ooh.
So I ended up picking up two of these. So I got this one, which is colorway 872 Papyrus, that one.
Ooh.
And it's beautiful purple. I was like, oh my god, I must have it. And then this one, which I've had my eye on for a very long time, but I've never been able to get it.
Oh.
Anniversario. So that with this.
Oh, the colors.
How well do they work together?
So if you're listening and not watching the visual here, you've got a purple kind of.
It's a really deep purple. It's kind of grapey, yeah. And it's just slightly variegated. Anniversary or whatever has lots of like green, blues, yellows and pinks that matching purple in it.
It kind of reminds me of a peacock, but without that blue peacock.
Oh, like a lorikeet?
Yeah.
Kind of a lorikeet.
But a bit darker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I picked up those two, and they had a lot of variety of Rio. So if you're looking for Rio and you're not like available to go to a shop, they do sell online as well. So go and check out what colors they've got.
Cool.
And I also found this, and I've always been interested in giving it a go, and I think it's going to work perfectly with one of my actual patterns that I'm going to try and redo anyway.
Yep.
And it's the Sierra Pattern Sierra 8 Ply.
Yeah, that is stunning.
Yeah, so this is the same. So this is very similar to the Hobby Colorina, which is what I use for my yesterday cow. And I only need 100 grams for that, and this is 150 grams. So I might have a bit of a play around and see what I can make with them. But I just wanted to give it a go. And I found a 7mm Tunisian crochet hook, which I have been trying to find for a very long time. So that was a really nice surprise.
Sounds like you had a great holiday.
A very good holiday. I mean, if I could go yarn shopping in the middle of it and spend money, absolutely.
Of course. Wow. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Oh, and what else did we – oh, and then we had when I came back on Sunday just gone, we had the Pakenham Sheep and Wool Craft Field Day. It was in the Pakenham Hall.
Oh, yeah.
So I went down there with so we met up with the Pakenham Pearls, our Pakenham Pearls Facebook group. So the girls were there. They were winding up people's cakes or skeins that they buy at the show for like $2, and that $2 goes towards the group and, you know, getting the machines and stuff like that. We saw Tess from Fluff and Nonsense there and a couple of other amazing makers as well. So I picked up some more yarn, which I think I showed on my Instagram during the week.
Well, I think you've outdone my my update, Tegan.
Oh, go for it.
No, well, my update that is was I had COVID. So, although, I will show this off. Hang on.
Mm-hmm. I am so excited for this.
I have made a hat pattern.
How gorgeous. I fucking love it. It is absolutely stunning.
It is called, and I'm announcing it here first.
Oh, yes.
The No Hat, No Play Sun Hat. Because it reminds me of those hats from the 90s.
It does.
Right?
Yes, it does.
And so it's made out of, you can't get it, which is freaking annoying anymore. From Hobby, it's the Raffaella raffia paper raffia yarn.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm assuming you could use, if you don't have this, you could make it out of cotton DK, any kind of cotton DK. But that's what I'm going to ask my tester group to do. So if you're interested and like to test this beautiful hat out, let me know. I'm actually writing it, so it has three brim options.
Whoop whoop.
But do you remember those from the 90s when we
had these? Oh, my gosh, yes.
Obviously, I've made a wide brim. But you know the ones where you've rolled it up and we all had the, I'm going to make that an option.
Oh, my God, I love that. Yes.
You can make it a bucket hat.
Yep.
You can have it curled up like this because why not? Or you can just have it.
I love it.
Anyway, I love it too. My daughters love it. I've got to make them one now.
You have to add like flowers to like a corner or something.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea.
Now that I've like seen it on your head, I'm thinking flowers. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I've been working on.
I'm excited for that to come out because I would love a new hat for coming into summer.
And it's surprisingly really lightweight. And like, as you can see.
You can like roll it up and put it in your bag. Yeah.
And it still goes back into shape.
Raffi is awesome. It's good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. That's me.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well.
All right. Well, we better let you go to work and I've got to go get ready for mine.
But go and check out the Lumos knitting line.
Yes. Let me
do it.
Just going to unravel mine and
do it. If you do anything in this episode, go and check it out.
Yes.
Oh, and remember, when you buy this, buying yarn and craft supplies are two different hobbies. So this actually falls under buying, like, another hobby.
It's a craft supply.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's an essential craft supply.
That's right.
Essential.
Essential. Oh dear. Well,
all righty.
Enjoy us in your ear holes. We love you all. We will talk to you
in a week's time. Happy crafting.
Bye.
Bye.